Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 9, 1 through 10. Solomon reminded us that there is one thing in life that's going to happen for certain. We're going to die. Solomon does not want us to be obsessed with death, but rather aware of it. Because of death, everything in life matters. We've learned in Solomon's journal that only when a person comes to grips with mortality can we really live. And really living? Well, that means we must understand that life consists of many uncertainties. The fastest runner does not always win the race. That's what Solomon says in chapter 9, verses 11 and 12 of Ecclesiastes. He says, "Again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor the bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But time and chance happen to them all, for man does not know his time. Like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught in a snare, so the children of man are snared at an evil time when it suddenly falls upon them." Solomon is so practical and relevant in these verses. The best team, Solomon says, doesn't always win. The strongest candidate doesn't always get the job. The idea of the most intelligent person doesn't always get the venture capitalists to invest. Some people don't get what they deserve, and others get what they do deserve. Solomon says that time and chance happen to us all. Some things just don't quite add up because we are in this fallen world where personality can trump competency, where attractiveness wins over intellect, or you can learn later that the job you thought was yours went to the owner's cousin. Life is uncertain. It's like a fish minding her own business and suddenly caught in a net, or a bird looking for food and being caught in a snare. Life was going fine, and then you learn that cancer has invaded your body. The day was your best day ever until that call about a friend's unexpected death. We can be going on about our life one day and the next day snared by an evil thing, as Solomon says. Part of living is living with that uncertainty. And living with uncertainty always leads us back to God, or it should. In the middle of rough waters, He speaks peace. In times of storms, He's our refuge. In dark valleys, He's our shepherd who leads us safely home. God can always be trusted in the uncertainties of living, and we can be sure that when we leave this life, He will deliver us safely to heaven. Father, thank you for being the Father I can trust. You will give me everything I need to do what you're calling me to do. Thank you for your comfort and strength in my challenges. Thank you for never leaving me, never walking away from me. Thank you for always being by my side. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.